702 Africa Fridays.
Africa Fridays with Crystal Audison. I love this feature because, Crystal, good morning. I believe you're also going to play a song for us.
Absolutely. Good morning, Ray, and good to talk to you after quite a while. We're focusing on a particular country, and of course this morning is Ghana, and how they greet you in Ghana is Akwaba.
Akwaba, Crystal.
Akwaba, Ray. So all eyes on one of Africa's most stable democracies, and that is Ghana. They're heading to the polls on Monday. It will be a public holiday, and it, of course, is an election taking place amid a COVID pandemic. And so what's interesting, Ray, I covered an election in Ghana a few years ago. And it was quite interesting because it's quite colorful in terms of the election campaigning, and then it's very personality driven. And so this time around, we see the current president, Nana Akufo-Addo, from the ruling National Patriotic Party versus John Mahama from the National Democratic Congress. Interestingly enough, Ray, these two have faced off before. In fact, it's the third time they're facing off. First time, John Mahama won. Second time, Akufo-Addo won. And so this time around, the question is, who will win? And so then, of course, what we're also asking, Ray, what is some of the issues that the Ghanaians are going to look out for and what will impact on the voting process? I think in terms of context, Ghana is one of Africa's most stable democracies. It's, one of the beacons of stability. Its elections have been fairly peaceful over the past few years. It's the world's second largest producer of cocoa, second biggest gold producer after South Africa. It's also an oil producer, and it's the second largest economy in West Africa. So quite an important country in West Africa. And what we see, however, there's been complaints of how Nana Akufo-Addo's government have been running the country, especially also how they've been dealing with the debt issue. So the opposition in the form of John Mahama, in terms of his campaign, he's raised corruption as an issue. But I think this time around, Ray, the political campaigning have increasingly focused on issues rather than personalities. And although this is the third time that they're facing off, I think right now Nana Akufo-Addo has the edge, Ray, and the reason why, he's handled the COVID pandemic pretty well so far.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It also sounds like a very peaceful country. I'm thinking of other neighboring states which are not so peaceful, but Ghana doesn't sort of make news headlines very often.
Absolutely, you're correct, Ray. It's surrounded by countries that have had instability, that have had coup d'etats. If we look at just the instability in Burkina Faso by the Islamists, we know Mali has not been that peaceful. Of course, it's surrounded by the big brother Nigeria. There's always been a bit of tension between those countries. And in fact, a little anecdote, Ray, you know those red and blue bags that usually long-distance travelers put on the bus, and, you know, you put these massive bags?
Yes.
In fact, in West Africa, it's called Ghana Must Go. And the reason for that is that Nigeria in the 1960s had given Ghanaians 24 hours to pack up their bags. And hence they call these bags Ghana Must Go, because you literally have to just throw everything and leave Nigeria. And what's interesting, we know Nigeria is Africa's biggest economy, but there's always been historical tensions between Ghana and Nigeria. And I feel it goes back to that 1960s when Ghanaians were given 24 hours to pack up. But despite all of this, still relatively peaceful, Ray, it is expected to be a peaceful election. What you do have is usually the run-up to the election, and I saw it myself when I covered that election a few years ago. There's always a bit of tension between the ruling party and the opposition, because both party supporters are very, they support their party and they have very strong views about Nana Akufo-Addo and John Mahama. But I also just want to touch on these two personalities.
Yeah.
Nana Akufo-Addo speaks French fluently. He comes from the royal family. In fact, he comes from the political elite of that country, Ray. He waited for a very long time to become the head of state of Ghana. He lost the elections quite a few times, and I remember, in fact, the election I covered, he had lost, and I always thought, wow, this man has never given up, you know, and he eventually won the election a few years ago. But very charismatic, you know, has taken on economic issues, also his role within the West African politic. Then we have the opposition's John Mahama, who was, in fact, the president a few years ago. He, under his tenure, unfortunately, they had big power crisis and corruption was exposed. So, you know, his tenure wasn't that great. So these are the two personalities. I think given that Akufo-Addo has run the economy fairly stable despite the debt challenges, and he's handled the COVID pandemic quite well. So I think a steady pair of hands is perhaps what Kenyans are looking forward to.
Not a bad idea at all. Now, before we run out of time, you have a song choice today. It's called Gimme Way. Tell me more.
Yes, you know, I like this part of the show, right, because we can showcase local music. And in this case, we can showcase, he's a Ghanaian rapper and entrepreneur, very famous in West Africa. And so what happened in the 1960s and 70s, right, high life music was the mainstay. But because of military coups and because of curfews, the high life music, you know, kind of died a slow death. And I always thought the Ghanaian capital, Accra, you know, when you look for live music, it was a bit challenging, and I think it had a direct consequences of that curfews in the 1960s.
Sure.
However, we now have hip life, and hence we're going to end off with one of the big stars of Ghana at the moment.
702 Africa Fridays.
P on the beach. Yeah. Me get a table time, we yeah, me she in ye, my try be careful. That to me to be, ya want me motto, my jia to me no muse pebble. Forget to get if I need musu unko, koko you are here in my circle. Araba, mama zena mame kwame round two, in chama lenye me dem check you. Pin, pin, si pin, yen kain si kei, na mo te ten fi chain, na mu yuan ti pe. An kwa do bi, kwa do bi, ofa mi kro so se wan sin a pubi. King size bottle, one to a metal, lockdown, ebe kona boys a bojo. Boys a bojo, ebe kona boys a bojo.
I don't want nobody telling me, yeah, my button.
Come on.
Give me way, mommy, queen.
Open sesame, make the people follow me.
Give me way, mommy, queen.
Open sesame, make the people follow me.
Be a quino, now what please.
Follow 702 on Twitter.
At Radio 702.
That was Sarkodi featuring Prince Bright. It's Crystal's choice of music this morning, all the way from Ghana. Give me way. Well, we better.